K-N-4-T-F-T-Mobile.
W-2-J-K-T-Mobile. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. Y'all be careful out there on 85 this morning.
I'm 90 now to grab my breakfast. It's raining steadily, but it's not too heavy. So, and then conditions are pretty good right now, so I'll take it.
It's a little steady.
We all know what happens when it rains, though.
Sorry, we doubled, Patrick.
Sorry about that, Eric. I was just saying, we all know what happens when it rains, though.
Ken, are we still meeting up this morning to get that radio from you?
We can do that. I ain't made it to the interstate yet. You might be a little bit ahead of me, but we can wait till another day if you want. We don't have to do it in the rain.
We're at in a few minutes. I'm still up here at exit 90, and we'll just see where we're going to meet up, and if it's convenient to jump off the interstate, we can do that.
Yeah, roger that.
75 and a quick trip at 78 that are pretty easy to get to.
And that one at 78 is probably a little easier to get out of.
What?
I won't be there for another 30 minutes anyway.
I see where we're at. Just be right back, W2JKT.
Anything to prepare for that longshoreman strike at work?
Not that I know of. I don't know if they... It doesn't look like they're bringing in any more extra chemicals because we don't really have a lot of storage space in the warehouse.
Just how that was going to affect y'all. I guess that's going to shut down the inland port too, right? Right there, right down the road.
Imagine. Good thing is our shipping supervisor's son is a supervisor over there at the inland port, so he's got a, you know, he's got a lot of good information.
I was just curious because I was listening to it on the radio this morning. They say it's more than likely going to happen.
Saying that the article I read that he sent to his dad, he pretty much said, you know, if you're showboat before the first, go ahead and send it. If not, it's going to be a minute. They're not really saying much about it on the news. They don't want no rush on anything. You know, they're just going to let it run out and then tell you.
Media doesn't really report anything that matters anymore anyway. Can't believe none of it.
And about that, KN4TFW. Everybody's driving faster than normal today. I'd hate for them to get there late.
Traffic's been real light for me this morning, and everybody, or most everybody's been using their brain and slowing down.
One of the things it was going to affect was like fruits and vegetables, like bananas and stuff like that that come in from other countries. So the price is going to go way up, and then they were going to get scarce.
Same thing they were talking about this morning on the radio. If it goes on any length of time, it's going to be severe, especially this time of year.
During COVID, when it was, you know, they weren't running all that much, now just totally shut down. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a catastrophe. All the ships are going to be stacked up out there in the, you know, in the ocean waiting to get in.
Hey, I'm back. What are we talking about?
Down. And then, Ken, you think about that. It's hurricane season with those ships sitting out there in the Atlantic.
We started making other plans for getting stuff in. I'm not sure we actually use the South Carolina port that much, but it's definitely going to affect us if we do.
And it's shipping by the inland port, I guess, last week.
Well,
out here walking on the side of 25 carrying two grocery bags, it looked like, and a pair of shorts and a hoodie.
Black.
That's all I noticed them was the two neon white bulbs. Flooding up at the house, the rivers are out of the banks, and we're still supposed to get a bunch more rain, so I'm going to have an interesting trip getting home this evening.
Now up here at exit 90.
Saying at least another 10 inches for you.
Expecting 10. 10 to 12 in Shelby altogether because, you know, the storm today is not even the hurricane. That's not coming until tomorrow. So we're going to get something like 3 to 4 inches today and then 6 to 10 more tomorrow. So we could be at, you know, 9 to, you know, 9 to 13 inches all told.
I seen one news report said 11 to 15 inches there in Hendersonville, which floods anyway. So it's going to, like I said, it'll be interesting getting home. I'll probably end up having to go all the way up to the airport and come around that way.
The ground we stayed at right there in Flat Rock, they already evacuated it because it's in the low spot anyway.
A bunch of roads around the Broad River in Shelby and Cleveland County. They published a list last night of all the roads they were going to be closing down preemptively today because they expect them to be inundated once the Broad River overflows because it's already at flood stage and, you know, from all the other rain that we've gotten this year, and this is really just going to push it to the max.
We'll see. If the wind picks up, the trees will be down everywhere and the power will be out, so that'll make it even more interesting.
Ground getting soaked before the big wind gets here.
I guess I should probably check to see if the schools are going to close today before I get too much further down the road.
North Carolina schools were closed.
Harrison County and Transylvania County closed today and tomorrow.
Nashville was early out.
Calling it this morning.
Website, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to close. They often wait till the very last minute to do anything, and they'll, like, send an email in the morning at, like, 7 o'clock when, you know, people are dropping their kids off at 7:15. They'll expect everybody to get the message.
Hawaii runs down the road, right?
Everybody just gets a ding on their phone for every single email that comes in.
Guessing they're thinking the same thing. Well, I got news for them. I turned that notification off because I would be wore out with it.
I can check my email once a day, or sometimes I go a few days without checking my email because nobody uses it for anything anymore except spam.
Yeah, that. But I do get some emails in there that I need from my accountant and other things. Makes it a pain in the tail end. All right, whoever I double with, go ahead.
That was me, Patrick. Sorry, there's a pickup truck beside me. It's pulling a little utility trailer. It's solid black, no tail light.
Fine, as long as you can see the lights of the tow vehicle, you don't have to have lights on your utility vehicle. I mean, it's legal. Not that it's smart, but it's legal.
This is, he pulled in front of me. And I saw a good article. A guy got $3.3 million in damages from the government because his snowmobile hit a Black Hawk helicopter.
What?
A snowmobile in the dark on a trail, and they had parked a damn Black Hawk helicopter right on the trail, and he hit it. Broken ribs and some other stuff. It took him a while to get going again.
But it didn't pull a sovereign immunity claim.
Tonight, in a remote trail, he had tinted goggles on and speed, and then hit a black helicopter.
Sounds about right. I just got passed out here on 2 now by a car. So... And here comes the law up behind me.
I'm 85 South. It just happened. It, like, literally just happened. They're stopped here on the side. I think it's, like, mile 85 or something southbound. Got three cars stopped here in the right lane.
Didn't it?
Yeah, just shy of exit 83. About a half a mile before the exit, maybe, on the southbound side. Up here and get off at this exit because it didn't look like there was that much damage, but you never know. People just tend to stop and sit and panic and not know what to do.
The interstate, I'm getting off the interstate.
See you next week when it's not so crazy outside.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
My office in one piece today.
Crazy people out there will let you, right?
They're away from them, I can stay.
KO4CF, yeah, go.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HTX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
HKX. K4ROW.
Richard, hope you're having a good morning.
I am. I hope you are. I'm just about to call it a day and go take a nap for a little while.
A good thing to do with the day we're going to have. But we've got Andrew, Eric, and Ken in here with us.
The other day when I was still working, and I was on call, and I'd take a call from Ben Anderson and go to Charlotte this time of morning. That wasn't a lot of fun.
Eric's doing it. He's driving from Shelby to Anderson over that way. So that's why he's doing pretty much 2-3 days a week.
Bless his heart. That's all I can say. It's just the way it was. I didn't have any choice. I was a low man on the totem pole. And that's where the seniority was, so that's what I had to do for a little while anyway. But we got through it. And, on down the road, and finally got retired.
Hope you enjoyed it today. Go ahead and pick it up, Andrew.
I know, going traffic's crazy this morning. I'm trying to focus a little bit on that. I just want to get on here and tell everybody good morning. The rain kind of left me. Don't let me put the antenna on top of the car.
Well, I'm glad you let us know you're out there, and you be careful. And definitely pay attention to your driving instead of the radio or your phone this morning.
You make it to work and back without recharging another day?
KN4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody, KN4TFW.
Morning, Jody, W2JKT. You're going to have fun today.
Probably until 8, 9 o'clock tonight when we get relieved, but we'll be tracing trees all day.
They're kicking up later this afternoon.
That's what they're counting on. I'm part of a 2-crew group that's coming in this morning. And then we got the three bigger crews will be coming in about 8 o'clock tonight to stay overnight, and we'll relieve them first thing in the morning again.
How long I'm going to work today? If the wind starts picking up too much, I'm going to park my big sail.
Patrick, I'm surprised you're even coming in, because I don't know how much of my automobile shops are going to be working.
After lunch today, just to make sure I'm home in time to pick kids up and batten down the hatches and get ready for the fun tonight.
Run to Home Depot this morning, get 1,200 pounds of sand, but I don't know about that.
Do that next week.
Yeah, today's not going to be the day to run errands if you ain't got to.
Home Depot is only like maybe 3 miles, but the bridge is out, so I got to go the long way around. 526 intersection, headed north in the dark in the rain. You'll run off the road in skinny minutes.
I was just thinking the same thing about 290 over here where they've just paved, and you can't see none of the lines on the road.
Yeah, on the southbound side, you can't see lines either. They do have the reflectors, but they help a little bit. But yeah, it's tough driving this morning.
You'll be kind of, you know, letting the reflectors guide you. Then you'll be on the, all of a sudden they'll be on your right-hand side, and then you're running off into the grass.
At outbound side, they don't have any reflectors on the right-hand shoulder line, they do have the yellow reflectors on the left-hand shoulder line, but, you know, nothing on the right-hand.
The rumble strip will let you know.
Don't have them to go.
Try again, Andrew. You didn't make it that time.
Yeah, I was just saying, when you get to those areas on southbound 85, they've scraped it all up, and you can't hardly see the lines when it's raining at all. I don't even think there's any reflectors anywhere.
There's, at least where I'm at now, I'm passing exit 75, but, you know, they've got the white and yellow reflectors, but you can definitely not see the paint at all.
Wastewater treatment today will be running overtime. All the water that falls on the plant paved surfaces ends up over into the wastewater treatment.
You know what they got St. Mark closed for now? I just passed the sign that says closed.
I hadn't seen it. I hadn't been down that way in a minute or two.
I'll find out later here this morning. It's been open. I've been going up down it the past couple of weeks, but now they got another sign out there that says closed.
Up here north of the 75. It's just not slowing the traffic down any. Cars and bars flying straight out today. I bet that thing don't last long.
My first stop this morning, but I'm still waiting on guys to get here.
It'll be late for sure, and if they come out at all, right?
It's a grading company, so the mechanics will probably be here, but I doubt anybody else will be.
I got to fill the company truck up either today or tomorrow, because on Monday morning, first thing when I get there, I got to go to Simpsonville.
You gotta go to Simpsonville for.
Got a lot of combined space work coming up here for outage first week in October. So I need a combined space blower and a retrieval device.
Are the guys still safe out there?
Just getting a little thick and got some people that are driving way too slow to be out here this morning.
Yeah, KF4MUF, just kind of watching the road.
I don't think it's safe to drive 35 miles an hour on the interstate.
Delta is doing it, it's one thing, but when you're the only one, that makes it bad.
Be comfortable that you feel you have to drive at 35 miles an hour on the interstate, you should have just stayed home.
I totally agree with you.
Start pulling off the side of the interstate, and they do it on the left side.
Looks like I'm going to jump out of here. My guys are here for the day, so looks like I'm going to get my day started early. Maybe it'll be a trend and get it over with. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, gentlemen. Y'all be careful the rest of the day, and I'll keep an ear out for you. It's on the radio.
7-3, Patrick, have a safe day. And I'm going to say 7-3-2 to everybody. I'm turning down the road to the gate myself. So everybody be safe out there. KN4TFW.
Patrick, 7-3-10, you guys have a great day. And, you know, maybe we'll catch you a little bit later on. W2JKT.
Thank you, Ken and Patrick. And y'all be careful and stay dry out there and enjoy your day. Mr. Eric, I'm about 5 minutes away, so I'm just going to say good morning to you while I can, too. And you be careful on the rest of your journey, and we'll catch you out here again. KF4MUF.
I think I'm going to jump off here, too, because the traffic's getting heavy and the rain's getting heavy, and it's just a mess. So, yeah, have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you again later. This is W2JKT. I'm clear.